She had bit down on spearhaft and nodded. The abbess stood aside. He took a short run and launched himself from the stairs. Tansy watched the gallant otter swing out in a huge semicircle over the vast lake of liquid mud. With a spear clenched in his teeth and his tail standing out straight behind him, I knew she would never forget the sight. She held her breath. It looked as though the wide arcing swing was about to dip downward and plunge shad into the swamp. But on the final stretch, he kicked out and up with both footpaws, jerking himself onto the ledge. The four friends on the step cheered heartily. Shad held the chain in one paw and thwacked at the fat revolting toads that had already crawled up onto the ledge with his spear handle, sending them flying high and wide with dreadful hisses and croaks of protest.
"Shove off, you great blobs of blubber! Go on, jump for it!"
The oozing surface boiled with writhing mudfish, tearing at the toads who in their turn gobbled down as many mudfish as they could.
"Stand ready with the ukin line!"
Shad yelled across the digging formhole.
"Here comes your chain!"
He swung the chain out in a wide arc. Formhole threw the line, hooking it as it came within range.
"I got her! Come on, Miss Crackle! Don't ye be faint-hearted!"
Cracklin went next, aided by a mighty shove from her friends. She wailed and yelled the whole way across the ledge as she swung over the toads and mudfish in deep morass.
"Well done, ma'am. Never fear, I got you. You're safe now."
The old squirrel recorder ceased her din, smiling sweetly at Shad.
"There, it didn't hurt a bit. Send the chain back to Tansy now, Mr. Shad. I've never heard an abyss scream, have you?"
Tansy was next to go, but when Formal and Friar Butty pushed her from the step, she did not scream at all. Instead, she clung on like grim death and closed her eyes tight. Shad and Cracklin caught her. She wagged a mischievous paw across at the Formal.
"Guess who's next, Diggum?"
When he had hold of the chain, Formal looked pleadingly at Butty.
"I hope they toady birds and muddy fishes don't get I."
As it was, Formal probably had the best crossing of all, coming into land so fast that he almost hit the wall. Young Friar Butty was last to go. His was the most difficult trip, because he had no beast to give him a good starting push. The fat little squirrel launched himself off, only to swing in a faint half-hearted circle and land back on the steps. Abbess Tansy roared across at him.
"Oh, come on, Friar! You can do better than that! Imagine 20 hungry hares are chasing you to cook dinner for them and run!"
Butty went at his task with a will. Grabbing the chain high, he dashed from the step and leapt out, yelling,
"Go and get your own dinner!"
He flew across the swamp, but halfway across, his paws went slipping down the muddy chain. Butty was still travelling inward toward the ledge when he ploughed into the swamp and vanished.